Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Rapid Support Forces are committing massacres against unarmed people, and the government is unable to protect them. On Thursday and Friday, May 28 and 29, 2026, the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, launched raids on villages west of Bara town in North Kordofan state, resulting in the deaths of dozens of unarmed civilians. The Sudanese Doctors Network confirmed in a statement on Friday, May 29, 2026, that the RSF committed a massacre in the town of Al Marra and surrounding villages, killing 27 civilians. In its latest report on Saturday, May 30, 2026, Al Arabiya TV stated, quote, the death toll from the Rapid Support Forces massacre in the Al Marra area of North Kordofan has risen to 58. While the Rapid Support Forces are carrying out these massacres in Kordofan villages, the government is merely issuing condemnations and counting the dead, without taking any serious action to prevent these massacres from occurring in the first place. Sudan Tribune reported on Saturday, May 30, 2026, that the North Kordofan state government issued a press release condemning the heinous crimes and violations committed by the rebel Rapid Support Forces militia against unarmed civilians in the Al Marra area of West Bara locality. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, remind the leaders of the Rapid Support Forces and their soldiers that killing innocent unarmed people is a grave sin and unforgivable crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فسادا في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. Whoever takes a life unless a punishment for murder or mischief in the land, it will be as if they killed all of humanity. Al-Ma'idah 32. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says regarding the believing soul, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be hell, where they will stay indefinitely. Allah will be displeased with them, condemn them, and will prepare for them a tremendous punishment. An-Nisa 93. Even if you escape the torment of this world, Allah's punishment awaits you in the hereafter, for Allah gives respite but does not neglect. As for you, rulers of Sudan, your responsibility is even greater. Your negligence in protecting people's lives and honor will be questioned on the Day of Judgment, a day when neither status, wealth, nor power will avail you. Since you have been entrusted with the affairs of the people, either fulfill your duty to protect them or relinquish the matter to those more capable than you. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ فَالْإِمَامُ الَّذِي عَلَى النَّاسِ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Surely every one of you is a guardian and is responsible for his charges. The Imam, ruler of the people, is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. The Muslim caliphs and rulers set the finest example in protecting people's lives, honor, and property. For this was their duty and obligation, not a favor bestowed upon them. For example, Umar al-Faruq, the rightly guided caliph, may Allah be pleased with him, said, by Allah, if a mule were to stumble on the banks of the Euphrates, I would fear that Allah would ask me why I did not pave the road for it. O Umar, so what about you? When those being killed in cold blood are believing Muslims, your subjects for whom you will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. Our condolences to our people in the Dar Hamid region. We urge them to work with those striving to establish a state of protection and care, the Islamic State, the Second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, following the methodology of the Prophethood, is the only entity capable of protecting people's lives and honor and providing them with a dignified life in the pleasure of their Lord. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum wa'alamu anna allaha yahulu bayna almar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharun. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to Him you will all be gathered. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.